So we're going to move on to Mark's segment. We asked him to talk about EML4 and EGFR and, you know, ROS1, which we'll get to, wild advanced non-squamous cell lung cancer, and specifically, again, getting into the issue of how people take care of patients. But, Leisha, I do have a question from the audience. I'm just going to throw out there. I guess we mentioned Bev, so we got people interested in it. Is bloodstreak sputum also an absolute contraindication to Bev? You know, sort of an old-time question, but still relevant. Do remote episodes of hemoptysis also exclude Bev, in your opinion, Leisha?
I'll admit that I am a little bit scared of hemoptysis, and when patients tell me that they've had hemoptysis, I think long and hard about giving bevacizumab. So I think the strict cutoff from the pivotal trial is that it had to be a quarter size amount or something like that. But if people have had repeated episodes of bloodstreak sputum, I won't give it.
I think next time we do one of these, we got to do a grid on a question like that to find out what you really do when you have a little bit of hemoptysis there.